This is Ozarks at Large, and we are approaching, at least for campus purposes at the University of Arkansas, the end of spring.
We are approaching the end of spring, Kyle. It's the end of our academic year.
This is W. Dale Warren, and he is with me to talk about concerts Monday, April 30th and Tuesday, May 1st at Walton Arts Center involving UA campus bands.
Well, we have all four of our ensembles playing their last and final performances at the WAC this academic year, and we're always very excited. We get to say goodbye, which is hard for us, to our seniors and our graduate students that will be leaving us through graduation. And but, you know, we've got this fantastic crop of new freshmen coming in the fall. So, you know, it's a renewal time as well as a time of reflection. And those students that have been with us 4 and 5 years have made a tremendous contribution to our musical program.
Does any thought of conclusion and renewal go into the construction of the program?
Absolutely. Just for the obvious reasons. We really do more of the heavy music in the midterm part of the semester. And then, as you'll see by the programming, even though there's some heavy music, even the anchor pieces have a entertainment or a light or lighter kind of affair. And so we think that that's appropriate, especially for this time in the year.
Let's talk about the Monday night concert, because there is something very familiar on there that we'll get to in a minute by someone named Bach.
Well, and that's very happy music,
yeah,
obviously. And so, you know, one of his most famous settings of Jesus, Joy of Man's Desiring, which you're referring to, the concert band is going to open their program with Fantasia in G, which is an incredibly uplifting piece. And it's very much a Bach-esque piece, but I say it's Bach and a Sprite commercial hybrided, a Sprite commercial at Christmas, you know,
right.
Even. It's so festive. But that's why those two are paired together like that. And then Morning Alleluias for the Winter Solstice, you can imagine that is totally uplifting. That came from a Hiroshima experience that Fred Fennell had when he woke up in a hotel room and the lights were coming in ablaze. And the morning, he just felt so fortunate for the people of that city that they had rebuilt and renewed and been able to overcome, obviously, that type of devastation. And then Chester is really a Civil War, Revolutionary War kind of piece by William Billings that William Schumann set. And it is that reflection type of piece. Where are we? Where are we going to go? How are we going to come out on the other end of it? And obviously, victorious is the answer to that. So that particular setting for the concert band is very much what you just described.
So that's the first half. That's the UA concert band.
Right.
Take a break. Small one.
Small, just change out, right. We bring the Wind Symphony students on stage, and we open with Festive Overture. It doesn't get any happier for Shostakovich. He is quite pleased about Stalin's demise, but when he wrote that. But anyway, it's an extremely fun and exciting piece. You know, difficult as nails, but nobody cares. I mean, you know, so it's just fun music, and Shostakovich at his best in my view. Then the Seal Lullaby is Eric Whitaker's newest choral work set for winds. And it's stunning. It's like your virtual choir, you know, Lux Aerum Choir, your virtual choir sleep, your virtual choir water night. It's absolutely Eric Whitaker at his best. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, reflective piece of music. The Passing Bell is one of my favorite pieces in the repertoire. I think it's one of Warren Benson's best. He was a genius, of course, a percussionist with the Detroit Symphony and a head of composition at Eastman for many, many years. And he didn't get the credit he's due, but this was written in response to a student that was lost to Hodgkin's disease, who was the concertmaster at Luther College up in Iowa, and Weston Noble's director of bands and choral activities and orchestra. You know, he's one of the greatest guys in our business. And this impacted the entire school so strongly that Weston asked Warren to write this piece in honor of Dennis's memory. And they have a tradition in the Lutheran church that they do a bell ceremony, and the bell ceremony helps the soul ascend to heaven. And so that's what this piece is all about. It's based on the overtone series of A Bell. It's the most sophisticated harmonic work I've probably ever dealt with, because you have many times 10, 11, 12 note chords going on because of all the overtones that are in play at that particular moment.
So several instruments are used to evoke that feeling of a bell?
Absolutely. I mean, we call the technique bopping, but it's just like what you'd hear a handbell choir do, where, you know,
okay,
one note is,
and then it's,
yeah, right, but you have to string those notes together. So all these different instruments are playing, but only one note at a time, or two or three notes, you know, but not simultaneously, they're all in sequencing. we're a part of a commission back in 2010 for DJ Spar, who's a pretty remarkable young composer. He's actually a guitarist. But DJ's lineage is pretty remarkable if you look at the list of folks he studied with over his short number of years on the planet. But he wrote a piece called Precious Metal, a Concerto for Flute and Winds, about based on the three metals that a flute is made from. And the three movements are really great. And Rhonda Maines, our department chair, of course, is our flute professor, is doing a spectacular job with it because he asks everything of a flutist you can ask in this thing, every effect, every crazy, you know, tessitura thing. I mean, she's doing everything that a flute player could do, you know, aside of taking it apart and hitting it on something. I mean, you know, it's a remarkable piece. And then we're going to close with just one of my all-time favorites. It's my favorite Bernstein, and that's a hard thing for me to, you know, separate out. But we're doing the Symphonic Dances from West Side Story. And, you know, what do you say? I mean, I think it's his greatest symphonic work ever. He was more excited about this project than maybe anything. And then once he pulled the dances out for a full symphonic setting away from the pit orchestra of the theater where they did the Broadway show, I think this piece has got everything. I mean, there's no way not to leave tapping your tongue with a big smile on your face.
It's a great one to let the curtain come down.
That's
on
exactly
afterward.
Right. That's why we put it there, of course.
Tuesday night, UA Campus Band will start things off. You'll be
right
on stage again.
This is a fun program also. I mean, I'm really pleased with the way this is coming together. We're doing just a quickie fanfare by Dick Sacedo called Triumphant Fanfare. It's really modern, really cool color codes, chords, a lot of neat suspension, passing tone things, a lot of cool hemiola effect. I mean, it's just got a lot in a 3-minute piece. And then Ralph Vaughan Williams, as you know, is one of my favorite composers, not just English, but period. And we're doing the Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis, which is you don't hear this in a wind band setting, of course, you know, but Jay Bocook has done a tremendous setting for winds. Then we do the intro to Fisher Tull, very complicated harmonic piece, but one that the students, I think, are really starting to get to. And we use this piece really to feature our percussion section. We have such a great percussion studio on our campus, and we're so deep. I mean, we have 30 killer players on campus, you know, so this really lets them shine. And then, one of Henry Fillmore's greatest marches, Americans We, you know, and that's as happy as it's going to get. a new piece by Clifton Taylor called The Lark in the Clear Air, which is a flute piece with wind accompaniment. And Catalina Ortega, one of our flute instructors from Columbia, South America, just sounds like $1 million on it. I mean, it's just stunning. And then the last piece is another fun piece. It's called Scootin' on Hard Rock by David Holsinger. It's a set of three scat jazzy dances, but all very different dances, but scat singing, stuff you would hear in the honky-tonks and that kind of thing.
But will there be a vocalist?
No. We do it all through the instruments, right. But I've had to actually do scat to demonstrate the style, and I'm not really great at that. At least I have a rough voice, so that helps.
Then intermission on Tuesday night, and then the Symphonic Band.
Symphonic Band closes out the semester with the fanfare from La Prairie, Paul Dukas. Everybody, I think, loves that, particularly if you're a brass player. A new piece by Dana Wilson, fairly new, you know, in the last decade, called Shortcut Home. Really delightful and charming. Dana's got this kind of unique voice in the wind band composition world that all of us it's not quirky, but it's different enough where you never know what's coming next, and that's kind of what makes it delightful. And then another stunning piece by Carter Pan called Hold This Boy and Listen. He wrote for his nephew, and it is, if you're a dad or if you're a parent or you're a grandparent, this is just like having that little bundle of joy in your arms the whole time, and then watching that the growth and the maturity come about. And then they're going to close with one of the staples of the repertoire, the Persicati Symphony No. 6 for band. But again, it's not a heavy symphony. It's very fun, very exciting, very beautiful. All four movements are quite different. And we think that that's going to really be a terrific way to close out our academic year.
$10 general admission, $5 senior citizen students, $1.
You got it.
Monday and Tuesday, the 30th of April and 1st of May.
We hope everybody will come out and enjoy the show.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.